Blog Talk Radio.
Holy, 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 what a God, mighty God we serve. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Praise his holy name. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We thank God for you all that's holding on the line, and thank God, glory to God, for what he's already done, is doing, and shall do. Praise God. Thank God for renewed mercies every morning and for grace. This truly is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. He keeps proving himself over and over and over and over again. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. He inspires us through the Holy Spirit to keep the courage, to be strengthened, to hold on to faith, to be in a place like never before, to appreciate the Savior for all that he's done and doing, and the great things, glory to God, that he's already presented in our future for us to be able to accomplish, and things we know not of that he will unfold, because the Holy Spirit is a teacher, lead, and guide. And we thank God, glory to God, for his omnipotent, Jesus, omnipotent, I'm not present. We thank God for him being that Jehovah Jireh, that provider. We thank God for being the one, glory to God, that sanctifies to Jehovah Mekadesh. We thank God for Adonai. Everything we need is in I am that I am. So we praise God. We just need to trust him and learn to rest in him and obey him and allow him to transform us into the image of Christ. The more and more as we renew our minds, our spirit be renewed, and the more and more we'll be transformed into the vessel that he's want to accomplish in us. Thank God, glory to God, for all that he does and doing. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank the Lord. Amen. We thank God again for the apostle last night. Praise God, tried. Oh, how God blesses him. We are tried by the fire in the process of can you stand to be blessed? Glory to God. I know there's persecution along with that glory to God, those blessings. In the name of Jesus, we thank God again for Apostle Orr out of Vidalia, Georgia, brought a powerful word, glory to God, for our spirit last night. And we thank God, glory to God, for so many things that she said that was a blessing to our lives, whether you are bathed in Christ, whether you're a lay person, whether you're a vessel that's been seasoned and still growing and maturing in the Lord. So many things, glory to God, that was said to inspire, encourage, and to remind us of, glory to God, what it is to go through as being blessed. Even when God assigned things to our hand, does not mean we're going to be exempted from challenges and persecution, because that comes, glory to God, for the believer anyway, because, you know, he said we're going to suffer persecution, but Even in his word, he said, be not weary of even well-doing, because we will reap if we faint not. So we know that's a part of our walk in 2 Timothy 1 and 2. For this reason I suffer. I know, glory to God, he said, I believe. Okay, I'm persuaded to be able to do and that God will keep. Glory to whatever he has committed unto him. Praise the Lord. So no matter how the enemy try to challenge us, we know, glory to God, God is faithful to his word. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, we're going to pray tonight and give God glory to so many things, glory to God, that is going on in the cosmos, in our lives, and all around us. And the God that we serve, we trust in him to bring us through and bring us out. Cause us to be overcomers and triumphant, but we got to be in the position to have faith and obedience to him and know glory to God no matter what the situation is, no matter how the weather glow goes, and whether even in the natural this or that happens, we got to know that God is stable. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. So whenever his word go out, it would accomplish everything that he set it out to do. It may not be in our little finite mind what we think it's going to be, but it will be accomplished. But we have to learn to wait on the Lord and trust him and know, glory to God, that we are victorious in him. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. We welcome to those who just came on, too, in the name of Jesus. All righty, my dears. Praise the Lord. We bless you. And we're going to get ready to just give some praises unto the Lord and just glorify his name through worship and prayer tonight. And our worship sometimes is just being a heart, but sometimes we are going to just cry out and just give some verbal worship to the Lord. Praise God. And it's been a while since we even did some testimonies. I believe when May come in, my spirit man was today as I was before the Lord. We're going to come into May after we're celebrating this 5 years of celebration of what, look what God has done. Glory to God in his name. Our theme for the month has been celebrate what God has done. But we're going to come into a place coming into May in the celebration. We're going to bring forth some testimonies of the power of what God has done in our lives and even through this ministry and over the 5 years. So we're going to be prepared for our first prayer night in May. Bless the Lord. And do not forget, we're having a climax of this celebration at the end of the month, which will be the fourth Sunday, our 3-day revival, which will start on Friday night this week. And glory to God, it will end on Sunday. That will be Pastor Bird on Friday, Pastor Mitchell on Saturday, and Apostle Burton on Sunday. So continue to pray and stand on the word, glory to God, with them in the and for them, that God bless and move in a miraculous way. Praise the Lord. We thank God, glory to God, again for them too as well. All right, our scripture reading will come out of Isaiah 40. Comfort ye, or the first verse, comfort ye, comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Seek comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord hand double for all her sins. The voice of the Lord crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Father, we bless you tonight and give you glory and give you honor. Thank you, Lord God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Thank you, glory to God, for your mercy and your grace, and its mercies renewed every day. We thank you for grace is there too as well. We thank you for the favor of the Lord. We thank you that the blessings of the Lord added rich and maketh no sorrow. We thank you that in you we live and move and have our being. We thank you, Lord God, that you be for us, who can be against us. If the Lord blessed, when God blessed, who God blessed, no man can curse, and who God cursed, no man can bless. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us the opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Thank you for, most of all, your son, Jesus, making that ultimate sacrifice to redeem us back to the Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you even told us in Romans, glory to God, that towards to renew our mind. And thank God that you even said that we are bought with a price. You said in your word as well that we ought to be the ultimate. We ought to be the sacrifice, glory to God, for all that you've already done for us. Help us to be in a place of appreciation, to glorify your name, to love you, glory to God, to exalt you, glory to God, to manifest your name in the land. Help us to be a light and an example. Help us not to be a people of lip service. God, you're calling for people, glory to God, that will yield themselves and avail themselves for your service. God, we bless you. How excellent is thy name. Thank you, glory to God, how wonderful you are, our counselor, our Prince of Peace, a mighty God are you. God, we bless you. There is none like you. Hallelujah, and never will be. You, glory to God, have proven yourself in so many marvelous and wonderful ways. Help us to have the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude all times. As Psalms 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. God, we thank you, Lord God, even Psalms 119, as you said, glory to God, the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, but that's not in Psalms 119. We thank you, glory to God. Oh, my God, my scripture just slipped my mind. But nevertheless, we thank you, glory. Oh, the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, help us to see the light and walk therein and not deviate off your path. God, help us to be the vessels that you're calling for. You want us to be witnesses in the land. You want us to be, glory to God, in a place that people will know about the God that we serve. And you said they will know that we're your disciples by the love we have one for another. God, to pray, glory to God, without ceasing, to stand in the gap. Ah, God, to believe, God, by faith for those that are having ailments and glory to God and different things that the enemy has attacked their body with, the power of prayer through the word, through faith, glory to God, we can eradicate it, bind it, and loose the hand of the enemy. God, we pray in the midst of all this turmoil in the land. God, you bless us to be here to be lights and to be a witness, and you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind, and we're, glory to God, that's supposed to be about our Father's business. God, you said greater works than we're to do, and we can't do it hiding. We can't do it, glory to God, fearful. We can't do it fretful. We can't do it, glory to God, all caught up in anxiety, glory to anxiety attacks, and glory to God, murmuring, complaining. Ah, oh, God, help us to get to that place that we surrendered all. You already let us know that many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you delivered out of them all. You told us already there are going to be trials and tribulations, and you said, be of good cheer, you overcome the world. Help us to remember we got an armor that you've given us to put on. We got to check it and make sure it's in place daily. You gave us the Holy Spirit to teach, to lead, and guide. Help us not to grieve him and override him. Help us to follow instruction, God, and not deviate off the path and what we're familiar with. Because if you want to do a new thing or take us in another direction, if we get too rigid in what we think and what we've been doing, God, we'll miss you. God, we are praying, go around. We'll be available for service. And we got to submit ourselves and commit ourselves, for thy will be done. And it can't be done with us being in the way or putting other people in the way. Don't let it be said we didn't run well. Who didn't hinder you? God, there's so much going on without you. So much going on, glory to God, in the land, glory to God, with the murdering and the killing and all the different things that are causing people to lose their identity. Other ones don't have any faith or don't believe there is. Others, glory to God, have lost their hope. God, we're to be on our post. Help us, glory to God, to not to be a statistic in the world when we are supposed to be foreigners in this land. Glory to God, walking, glory to God, on a different road and a different route and a different mindset. Oh, God, I'm asking you, Lord, to help the body of Christ so we can be able to help those that are lost. Because how can the blind lead the blind? God, I'm praying for us to be on one accord, to be strengthened, to turn back to you. For some, glory to God, are doing it on a part-time basis. God, we got to be on our post 100%. We're not doing what we're supposed to do, even the regular military or the armed forces. Glory to God, you'll end up being a POW, MIA, or KIA, or glory to God, you'll just be thrown out, period. God, help us, glory to God. You are equal opportunity employer, and you have called for us, glory to God, to submit ourselves to you. There'll be terrains we have to go through and hurdles and whatever, but you have given us the answer, and you have gave us the power, you have gave us the armor that we need, and the warfare that we go through, glory, you said our weapons are not carnal. God, help us, glory to God, to listen to your voice, how to be able to go in and how to come out, how to use these weapons, how to speak, how to walk, how to talk, how when we need to be quiet and allow you to move. God, help us, God, like never before, so we can be on our post. We can be effective and not an infection. Lord, I'm praying like never before for the body, so we can be equipped like you called us to be, so we can cancel out some of this stuff that's going on in the land. Everything won't be eradicated, but who we can reach, glory to God, to be on our post. So when that time comes and you said it's over and the curtain is closed, you can say, well done, your good and faithful servant. But we got to learn to be faithful in the name of Jesus here, because you are faithful all the time. God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless. As we come together, glory to God, you said one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 in flight. Anytime, any two touching the grid. God, help us to know the power that we can operate in if we will do it your way. Your way, not our way, to end up on the highway, which is going to be Hollywood Boulevard. God, I'm praying like never before for the people of God to stop eating the flesh part, glory to God, of what we feel and emotions and this, that. And we'll eat from, glory to God, the spirit of the word of the Lord. You said, bread, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Your word, glory to God, your way, Yahweh, in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you today. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing of the land, believing you by faith. God, we thank you, glory to God. We quote this scripture all the time, all glory to God, 1 Chronicles 7:14. Oh, he's my people. Where are your people going to hear as a whole in the name of Jesus? Oh, to humble themselves and turn from their wicked way. Repent, glory to God, and allow you to come in, allow you to heal the land. Glory to God. Turn from the wicked ways of our own wills and ways. God, your way, your way, your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our youth. We pray for their minds. We pray for their heart. We pray, glory to God, for a transition to take place in them. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh for those that are being hard-hearted and hard-headed, in the name of Jesus, that you deliver. Whatever the pain, whatever's driving force to cause some of them to do some of the most hideous crimes and get caught up, glory to God, in some of the things, glory to God, that are just destroying their lives or their families or whatever. God, heal and deliver. Whatever it is, glory to God, that's coming against them too as well, to try to keep them from being in a place that they can accept God and realize they need a Savior and a deliverer. We rebuke Satan and all his little cohorts, every setup and every trap, and whoever he's using and whatever he's using. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of suicide and hopelessness and helplessness and some of those that are captive by the enemy, glory to God, against their will because of something physical that the enemy is doing through the spirit, in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, we ask you, Lord God, to deliver. We're praying for those, glory to God, that have made it and mind the desire to live for you, but they have other things that are going on that are fighting against them. God, we pray for those that are already giving their lives with the enemy trying to take them off course, God, to try to cause, glory to God, them to be enticed by some of the things of this world. We rebuke the spirit of identity crisis and the spirit that comes, glory to God, to depress, God, even through bullying and whatever else, and even some of the things that are going on in some of their homes that some of their parents, glory to God, are doing to them, incest and all kind of other foolishness in the family. Some things, glory to God, as other ones are just taking advantage and just being depressed by one of their mates and whatever, so they're allowing that to take over and cause them to be abused or accused or ostracized and criticized. Others, glory to God, they never did want their child, so they turn back around and hurting them and killing them and doing all kind of other things. We bind up these foul and unclean spirits. We know it comes from the devil. Loose your hold, you foul and unclean. Even some, glory to God, are just being beaten, just being abused in the name of Jesus. We curse and cancel that work, as well as some that's being abused, glory to God, from generations and generations is passing down. And some of the generation, the curse of alcohol and, glory to God, and drugs and other things, illicit sex and other ones, glory to God, just having all kinds of foul mouths and abusing with their mouths, even though they might not touch them physically, glory to God. That pain from that can linger for years and years and years. Oh, that lie that the enemy had put in people's mouths many years ago, saying, sticks and stones will break my sticks and stones, glory to God. Hallelujah. Words will never hurt me. The devil is a liar. Them words sometimes are more critical and more, glory to God, detrimental than it is when just being abused and all of a sudden you get healed from that and may be able to make it out of whatever kind of situation, even though it may linger for a while. But the things from the abuse of things that people are saying sometimes can linger so long, even from a parent or a teacher or for someone, glory to God, they had faith in, or either someone in the gospel, whatever, it can linger. Even we as adults can remember certain things. If it wasn't for God healing and deliverance, or we are allowing him to, glory to God, those things will still be eating us up. God, so help us to be considered and be concerned. Glory to God. But you think naturally, and when somebody went through that, they will automatically not want to do that. But sometimes those spirits will be so strong, those generational curses. But God, we can come in and not only break but destroy those yokes. So we pray for them. We pray for those marriages. We pray for relationships. We pray, glory to God, for people not to just come together in a contract and call it a marriage because they married because, glory to God, of money or status or this or that or whatever. Ah, glory to God, we are praying for healing. Healing, God, we are praying, glory to God, for so many things that are going. We pray for those that right now need a food, need clothing, need shelter. those, glory to God, that have lost their faith and need to be returned back, the backslider, where the enemy trying to make you feel like you can't make it back. God is a restorer, and he loves the backslider. And he says in his word, those that come to him, he'll no wise cast out. He even said, for glory to God, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Pray for those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, God, that they will turn their lives over and allow you to come in. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Help us to be the witness and be effective and be go have good fruit on our tree, the character of Jesus Christ. And those that have fallen short or fallen in error, God, you said those that are meek, go back and restore in the name of Jesus, in meekness, the spirit of humility in the name of Jesus, not badgering, beating down or whatever. God, we are thanking you, Lord God, for all that you've done and do. Everything we need is found in your word. We just got to find your word and find out what you're saying. Seek out your face and allow you to direct us and glory, correct us. We got to be still enough for you to even correct us. Not so much of I, but the Christ. Glory to God. No more I, but Christ. God, we bless you today. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, that mercy that you give us every day, that grace that you give us every day, the favor, God. We thank you for your shield of protection and your angels being in camp as we go in and out these various places. Even in our own homes, we need protection. Because stray bullets, this, that, and the people doing all kind of foul and crazy things, breaking in, stealing, or even the news you hear about somebody, the dog had to wake the family up, and even though the dog lost his life, here come the finding out that the house wasn't on fire because of any short circuit of electrical problems or something else, or somebody was come by and just decided to set the house on fire. God, we got so many hideous crimes out here that the enemy's putting all kinds of things in people's head for mass killing, this, that, and that. All we know is satanic and copycats and other ones. Some of it is maybe mental illness, yeah, through a satanic force. And other ones, glory to God, is just evilness and meanness and just, glory to God, want to be seen. But devil is a lie. God, help us to pray more with faith and obedience to you. Help us to not allow these things to cause us to be fearful and fretful, because the enemy sending out fear tactics all over the land, glory to God. But we got to remember that who we are and whose we are, and he is our protector and our shield. Do as he leads us to do, and we'll be in the right place at the right time, carrying out whatever God assigned our hand to do. So, God, we love you today. We appreciate you. We adore you. We magnify you, and we give you all glory and honor. We thank you for so many great and mighty things you're still doing. We pray, glory to God, for our families, even the attacks that are coming against our families in various situations. But God, help us keep our eyes fixed on you, because we can't handle it without you. And when we stop to pick the daisies and try to do this or try to handle it, we're going to miss, glory to God, the strategy and the plan and what you have for us. Help us to keep looking up, keep standing. He knows, glory to God, who we are, and he knows, glory to God, that he don't sit so high that he can't be touched down here with our infirmity. He told us there was going to be some trials and some afflictions, but he delivers us out of them all. Help us to wait on him, to trust him, keep praying, keep speaking, and standing on it. Even when the enemy comes and look like everything, glory to God, is about to turn, glory to God, upside down. God know how to turn it right back, right side up, and even make it even better. God, help us to trust you like we never have before, because there's some trials out here now, and some testing times, and some things, glory to God, of the enemy, glory to God, and what he's positioned himself to do in our lives and in our families. We got to hold fast and be anchored down and surrendered, glory to God, with faith and believing, glory to God, you like we never have before. We can't afford to be washed out to sea. In the name of Jesus, what did that accomplish? When we lose our grip on, glory to God, our faith in you, God, we thank you so much, and we love you, and we believe, glory to God, that you got that plan, and glory to God, it's good, and it's going to be accomplished, and you're going to give us a future. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. To God be the glory. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to have Pastor Sims, glory to God, tonight first, and then we're going to have Mother Alexander. Right after Mother Alexander, we're going to have Willette in that order. I'm trying to make sure I got this thing set up right. Yeah. Praise God. One more thing, call out the next thing. Okay, yeah, we'll follow suit in that order. And nearing the end, we'll have, in between that, we have a couple of more prayer warriors that we'll be praying for. And then we'll have Minister Vance Brenda nearing the end. She would desire to pray at the end. So at this time now, we're going to go with having Pastor Sims, Mother Willette, Evangelist. No, that's Mother Alexander. I'm sorry. Pastor Sims, Mother Alexander. And then Mother Willette in that order. And then I'll announce the others. Praise God. The line is open.
Father, we come before you this evening giving you thanks.
Pastor Sims, how available then? We go ahead with Mother Alexander. Go ahead, Mother Alexander.
Hello? Hello? Is nobody answering?
Yes, I can hear you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace, Lord. Lord, you are a God that hears all prayer. We come before you, Lord God, giving you thanks, giving you glory, Lord, for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. You said in your word, Lord God, cast all cares on you. And Lord, you are a God that deliver, you are a God that provide. You are the same God. Make a way for our forefathers, Lord. You have not changed, Lord God. So, Lord, we come today thanking you for your mercy and your grace, Lord. Thanking you for being the Lord of our life, Heavenly Father. Thanking you that all things is possible with you, Father God. Nothing is hidden from you. And, Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise. Thank you, Father God, for watching over our home, our children, Lord God, thank you, because it's not been for you, Lord, we don't know where they would be today. But we thank you, Father God, for being so merciful to us all, Lord God, because you see it all, Heavenly Father. We come before you, Lord, and we bring brothers and sisters, those we know and those we don't know, standing in the gap, Heavenly Father. Lord, you see every need and you see every area. We thank you for mercy, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that your word said, Father God, pray for one another. Your word said to love one another. Lord, help us to know, Lord God, that your promises never fail and your words stand faithful, Lord God. Thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for being such a good God, Lord God. Lord, we bring brothers and sisters before you, Lord, that going through sickness and disease that come and rock their body, Lord. But, Lord, you gave us power and authority to bind these things up in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we come forth standing on the promises, binding up these aches and pain that come against brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord God, binding up these diseases they attack their body, Lord God, because, Lord, your promises said, Father God, cast all cares on you. Your promises said, Father God, that you will take away sickness from the midst of us. Lord, we do believe, Lord God, that you're the God that heals, Heavenly Father, and that you are the only living God that take away sickness from the midst of us. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so good to us, Lord. Lord, we pray for those out there, Lord God, that don't have shelter over their heads, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to work it out in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Send someone part the crossway, Lord God, to let them know, Lord God, that you are a living God, Lord God, and that your word stands faithful, Lord God. And that, Lord, you hope in the hearts of some that they will stretch their hands out to help, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for being the only deliverer, Lord God. Thank you for how you make a way for us all, Heavenly Father, because according to the promise, Lord, you said, cast all our cares on you. And Father God, you let us know that nothing is too hard for you to do. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We pray for our sons and daughters today, Lord God. Continue to keep a hedge around them, Lord God. Continue to strengthen the inner man in them, Lord God, that they will continue to stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we bind up any works of the enemy that come against them. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We command the adversary to take their hands off of them in the name of Jesus. We speak prosperity in their life, Lord. We speak strength and boldness in their life, Lord God, that they will stand faithful, Father God, knowing that you is a God that hears the prayer, Lord God, knowing that you never leave us nor forsake us. So, Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory because we know you is a God that hears us when we cry out to you, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for cleansing the lands of pestilence, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for we know that your word said, Lord, ask, and believe when you ask, you receive. Lord, I do believe, Heavenly Father, that your word said it shall come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for mercy and grace in all our life, Lord God, because according to the promises, Lord, you tell us to cast all our cares on you, Lord God. You tell us to stand faithful, Lord God, because your word never void, Lord. If you said it, it shall come forth. Help us to stand faithful and be faithful in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are a deliverer, Heavenly Father, knowing that you are a provider, Heavenly Father, and there is no other way. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, for you are the God that heals, Heavenly Father. You are the Lord that take away sickness, Heavenly Father. For your word said it, Lord, I believe it. We believe it, Father God, because your word said it. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to keep the head of the prayer line going strong, Lord God. Continue to bless our going out and coming in, Heavenly Father. Touch each and every one of our sister in the prayer line, God, God. Lord, your word said, Father God, that if we ask, believe. Lord, we know that you are the deliverer and we know that you are the healer, Lord God. Help us to stand faithfully and boldly and claim the victory that you gave us, Father God, because we know you are a God that hears our cry. Your word tells us to cry out, Lord God. Help us to know what you mean when you say, cry out, Ikayashata. Cry out to you. Cast every cares on you because there is no sickness and no disease that you cannot heal, Lord. And Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you are the only healer, Lord God. There is no other, Father God. You are the healer. And Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Mother Sims. Pastor Sims, available?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead and pray. Thank you.
Thank you. Father, we praise your name. We lift you up, Lord God. We thank you for your matchless grace. Nobody like you. Nobody can do the things that you do. In fact, the Word of God says, we have been given an indescribable gift. Oh, yes, sir. You're so mighty and you're so great, we can't even describe the gift that we've been given. Oh, Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that abides within us. We thank you, Lord God, for every good and perfect gift. We thank you, Lord, for all you have done, all you're doing now, and all you will do, and we just lift you up. You, Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, Father, thank you for being so kind and so merciful. Father, all that's going on in the world, all of the bad and the terrible things, all the spirits that have been released, but we still have joy. We still have a reason to come before you and say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. The scripture says in Psalms, I think it's the 18th, division of Psalms said, grace and mercy kissed each other. And Father, we know that you are so gracious and you show us mercy, Father, even when we don't think we deserve it, but you show us mercy. Mercy went to the cross and died for our sins. Thank you, Lord, for every good gift that you've given us. Father, help us to be aware of our blessings. And not to shy back and forget to say every good and perfect gift comes from God above. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for your healing virgin. The ones that so many people have been healed. A lot of people have passed on and went to glory everlasting, we hope, or went to the church triumphal or wherever they went, Father. If they went into wherever they went, we know, Father, that you're in control. You're still in control. You see everything. You know everything. You said not even a sparrow falls out of the tree beneath your notice, Lord. Help us as warriors on this line, prayer warriors. Help us to believe, Lord, the things that we say and what we preach and pray about. Help us to hold fast to your word, Lord. Look into me, with which all of our help and strength come from, knowing that your word is true. And Father, help us to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, because when we enter the secret place and we're dwelling there, we're under the shadow of the Almighty. And Father, we just lift you up today. We just praise your name. We thank you, Lord. We ask you, Father, that you bless the sick and shut in everywhere, not only the corona, but anything, any all of these diseases, Father. People are complaining and things are happening. We come against high blood pressure, low blood pressure, shingles, all those kidney ailments, heart trouble, whatever it is, Father, you know about it. And because of your mercy and your grace, we look to thee, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We praise your name. We honor you, and we do bless your name, Lord God. Nobody like you. If it wasn't for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I'd be. I can't tell you where I'd be, but Father, I thank you. And you say that the joy we have, that we exhibit it, even though a lot of us have gone through trying situations, but we knew where to run, and we knew to hold on to your word, because you promised you never leave us, not forsake us. And we thank you, dear God. We praise you. We honor you, Father. We ask you to send that corona back to the pit from where it came, Father, never to rise again. I know what they're saying. It's going to be better. This and it's going to be that. But, Father, you in control, and you know just when the right time that you're going to send this pandemic away from this world back to the abyss. Lord, we praise you. We honor you. We just hold your name on high, Father, because we want to lift you up. We want others to hear that maybe don't know you, Lord, and to free pardon of their sin. We want them to hear about this great God who is able to save. Father, we pray for the elderly. We pray for our children. Father, we pray for our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We pray for families everywhere, Father, that's going through not only physical. Father, we pray for the mental and spiritual condition of this whole world, Lord, that men and women, boys and girls will realize that we have a Savior who cares. And he's there waiting with arms wide open, saying, come unto me, all you that are laden and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, Father. We need rest from all of these things in this world, Father. Continue to keep us and bless us, Father. Father, we thank you for this prayer line and Pastor BJ and every prayer warrior that comes on, Father. We ask you to continue to heal, restore, bless, uplift, Lord God. Let them have a song in their heart wherever they go, Father, that men and women, boys and girls will be blessed by coming to you and living. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we praise you, Lord God. Father, we honor you, Father, and we just want you to know we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy and righteous name. Bless pastors and Christian leaders, the fivefold ministry everywhere, all over the land and country, Father. They're being bombarded by people who are seeking something, Father. Help them, Father, to stand on the wall and just keep declaring your undying love, because we truly know that you're coming again. One of these days, we're going to look up at you. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We bless your name. We ask these blessings in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Thank you so much. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I thank you for this day that you created. I bless you. I praise you. Glory be to God. And Father, I thank you for the power of your word. I heard, praise God, Minister Sims, Pastor Sims say so much, praise God, that I had just wrote down. And Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you. You said, hallelujah, there shall, you said, because we have made the Lord, which is our refuge, and hallelujah, even the Most High, our habitation, you said, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said, praise God, hallelujah, glory be to God, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. Glory be to God. And you said, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Glory be to God. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? And then, hallelujah, glory be to God. God, I love you. You said in Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me. Bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who healeth all your diseases, who redeem your life from destruction and crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy, I say, our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed as the eagles. Father God, I thank you so much that you know just who we are, just where we are, hallelujah. I thank you for the words of the song that says, Lord, you are more precious than silver, more costly than gold, more wonderful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. And the other song that come to my heart, I heard Minister Sims, Pastor Sims say, your grace and your mercy brought me through. I'm living this life because of you. God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for Jesus that sit at the right hand of you, making intercession for. I thank you, Lord God, for the power of your Holy Spirit that you gave to live on the inside of us. Hallelujah. So we're not running this race alone. You, your presence, hallelujah, editable shake, hey, glory be to God. You're right here with us, Lord God. You've not left us. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like. You haven't left us. You are a promise keeper, a miracle worker. You're still the great I am. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness, dear God. Thank you, Lord God, for having mercy upon us, even when we have not always been faithful. You are faithful, God. Hallelujah. And you will perfect that which concerns us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For saving and rescuing us from a life of sin. From the power of sin, of the penalty of sin. God, I appreciate you so much. I love you. I worship you. I honor you. I exalt you. I magnify you. And I pray that your glory is revealed in the earth. I pray that you manifest yourself, God, to those that, Lord God, are struggling, trying to figure out what in the world is going on in this world. God, to those that are not yet, Lord God, come out of the rain or out of the darkness into your marvelous light, I pray that you manifest, Lord God, yourself to them in such a way where they'll know now, yes, they don't have to wait until like the centurion was at the death, crucifixion of Jesus, and finally after everything was over, he said, surely this was the Son of God. God, I pray that people will come in out of the cold, out of the dark, out of the, Lord God, way of the world, Lord God. Come to you while it is yet day. Come to you while they have the warm blood running through their veins. God, help people that are yet lost. And God, and if any of us who, Lord God, who say that we are children of God, if we are missing it by any way, God, expose it to us. Lord God, I thank you that, Lord God, that you won't let us keep walking down the path and think we headed down the right path. And I pray, Lord God, for mercy in that area in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us, Lord God, direction on today. I thank you, Lord God, and I pray for, Lord God, a special anointing, Lord God, the sword of the Spirit to go forth, hallelujah, with the anointing to save, hallelujah, to set free, to heal, to deliver. Thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that you care so much about us that you would that none should perish. Glory be to God. And I pray for so many families, Lord God, who have already lost loved ones, and some of them are taking it hard, and some of them is just seeing it as just something else that takes place because they're not where they ought to be at with you. We pray for people all over this world, Heavenly Father. We pray that you give us liberty and freedom from sin. God, loose those people that's bound by the deception of the enemy at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them and set them free. Set them on the path called straight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for liberty and freedom, not just from sin, but from sickness, from the coronavirus, from, Lord God, diseases, Lord God, from addictions, from sex sins, identity issues. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray the sincere prayer from our hearts that you, Lord God, deliver people from this demon of delusion, this demon of error, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for John 16:23-24. Whatsoever you said in your word, whatsoever we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would give it to us. And we're not asking for anything amiss, but we're praying, Lord God, because we know people's lives will never get better except they come and surrender to you and let you order their steps. Their life would be so much better. Help us all, Father God. Help us to continue to be the people of God that we're supposed to be, that we be the light and the salt of the earth in the name of Jesus. God, anoint these hands and these vocal cords, God, and you use them as you see fit to accomplish your mighty acts in the earth in Jesus' name. And God, we're not going to take any glory because only you get the glory. Because only you, Lord God, can bring about the miracles, the salvation, the strength. God, we pray for someone who's having trouble walking. God, I pray that right now the sword of the Spirit go forth, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus with your anointing. Strengthen those limbs, Lord God. Give them strength even if they've been in that situation for so long a time, or others who may have been in maybe a stroke situation for so long a time, or may have, Lord God, had some sickness for so long. God, I pray a strong supernatural miracle-working deliverance to be loosed in their life in the name of Jesus. Set them free, heal, save, God, in the name of Jesus, that people may know you're still the wonder-working God and you love us so much. You won't leave us. And the condition, whatever the condition is, if it's not a condition, Lord God, because Jesus said, I came that you might have life and life to the full. And when people can't walk, can't talk, maybe blind, whatever the situation, dealing with some sickness, Lord God, for so long, they're not living life to the full. And God, I know that you're able to release them from that, set them free, heal them. And Lord God, give them a testimony that they'll tell everybody that they see coming and going in Jesus' name. God, I thank you so much for this time on the prayer line. There's so much to pray about. I remember reminded of our wounded warriors, Lord God, our Lord God, prior prisoners of war. God, I pray for a special healing in their life. They PTSD, I pray that you annihilate that thing in the name of Jesus. And, Father, help us to realize that once we come to you, those things that used to have a hold of our life and made us feel shame and made us feel horrible, Lord God, and stuck in the past, they no longer have that control over our life. Because Jesus came to set us free. And once we surrender to you, we don't have to be held bound and captive by darkness or sin or wickedness or evil or whatever plagued our life when we were young. We don't have to be held bound and captive. Thank you for setting us free. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for everyone that come on the, Lord God, this line, because you're on the line with us. I pray special healing and deliverance for the ones, Lord God, that come on this line, and especially the prayer warriors, because they need strength, Lord God, to continue to pray. Because I believe, I really do believe, Father, except someone pray for someone else, a lot of people, much more people would have lost their lives so far. But I thank you for your grace and mercy. Help us all, Lord God, to do your great and mighty will. I love you, Lord. I love you. I lift up Minister BJ. God, do meet her needs according to your good riches and glory. In the name of Jesus, and every member, Lord God, on this prayer line, and those that come on to listen, whatever they stand in need of, if they need more fullness of the Holy Ghost, give it to them. Give it to them, Lord God. Speak, Lord God, and may we have the ear to hear from you. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We thank you for the teachings that we hear week after week. And help us not to be hearers of the word only, but help us to be doers of your holy word. We honor you. Jesus, I love you for what you have done already. You've already done enough, and I appreciate you. I honor you. I bless you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you. I praise you. I pray this prayer of faith now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I do pray. As a lot of times I pray in my closing prayer, I pray that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of witchcraft, whatever it is that's trying to interfere in your divine plan, will, and purpose for our lives. Bless your people on tonight. Strengthen each one of them. And help those souls, Lord God, that have lost a loved one, whether physically or whether someone in a relationship left the relationship. And that person don't know what they're going to do because they've been with that person and they've really been in bondage for a long time, but they just didn't get it. God, I pray for a special deliverance there. I love you, Father. I bless you and I praise you. Bless your dear people, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Mother McCormick next. Mother McCormick, your line's not open. Your number is up twice. That's probably why it's a problem, because it popped up two times.
I don't know what's wrong.
You're
there
now.
Me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Okay. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, I come before you this afternoon, Lord God. Lord, I just want to say thank you for another day. God, I just want to thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. I want to thank you, Father, for just who you are, God, how you yet, Lord, make ways, God, time after time when we don't even understand, when we don't even know how the way going to be made. God, you've been so good to us, God. You have brought us from a mighty long way. When we couldn't even see our way, when we didn't even understand and didn't even know how the way going to be made, God, you was right there because you said in your word you'll never leave us nor forsake us, God. And so, God, we just come to you, God, boldly to you this afternoon, calling on your name, Jesus. because we know, God, that your name is a strong tower. And you say the righteous run in their faith. So, God, we love you on tonight, God. We appreciate you. We realize, God, that all power is in your hands. We ask you, Lord God, to look down on your people on tonight, God. So, God, as the sisters already prayed, each and every one of them, God. God, seeing that there's so many things are going on in this world, so many things are happening. But we know, God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we know, God, that you see and you know everything that's going on. And use able, Lord God, to turn things around in your term, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, because we realize, God, that you is the source of our life. And we realize that we might go from one place to the other. We might get this and we might get that. But we realize, Heavenly Father, God, that you are our source. Everything else may die out. But we know, God, that your word is going to stand. You say heaven and earth may pass away, but the word is going to stand. So, God, we must get in the word. We must seek your face like never before. God, we love you, God. We appreciate you, God. And we ask you, Lord, to continue, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your strength that you give us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your gentleness that you show us each and every morning when we wake up in the morning. When we put our foot on the floor, when we go into the water and we take a shower, God, we realize, God, that clean water is what you have given to us, Lord God. Not only to me, but everyone. There's somebody don't even have that clean water, God. Somebody don't even have the water that they need, the clean water that they need to eat, to make their food in. God, we're so grateful, Lord God. I'm so grateful for what you are doing in all our lives, God. God, I thank you for your deliver, God, because you have delivered some people, Lord God. You have set some people free. And there's somebody yet is still bound and they're not free. And so, God, we pray for them this afternoon that you will loose them, that you will take the shackles off of them, God, and you will set them free tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the change of heart and the change of mind. Lord, realizing someone, God, is sitting around and they just in days and don't even know what way to turn and don't even know who to turn to. But let them know, Heavenly Father, God, that you got your own straight stop and you want them to come to you because your word said, come unto me, all who are laboring and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy in my brother's life. Now you're calling on your people tonight. You're calling on people to come and to look to you, Lord God. You said, look to the hills from which come your help, and knowing that all your help comes from you on tonight. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your sharing of your blood. We thank you for sending your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. So, God, we thank you for that shed of blood, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for peace that passes all understanding. Oh, God, we thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for knowledge. Word of God said, ever learning but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. Lord God, realize that sometimes we pray, sometimes we read, but we still ain't getting nowhere. So, God, help us, Lord God. Help us in those areas that we come short in, God, in the name of Jesus. God, help them to be able to realize, God, that you can fix it. And if we continue, help us, even though we might not understand a lot of things, we might not get it like we're supposed to get it, but help us not to stop at it. Help us to keep on because one day you will get it in the name of Jesus. So don't give up. You might give up, but don't you give up because God is able to see you through. He's able to work out situations. So, God, we thank you for it, God. We thank you for wisdom, God. You give us that wisdom that passes all understanding, God. Oh, God, give us that discerning, that we can discern some things, that we don't always have to ask no one, that you'll give us that discerning, that we can see some things for ourselves in the name of Jesus. Thank you for faith, Lord God. The word of God said now faith, not yesterday faith, because yesterday faith is gone, but now faith is the subject of things hoped for in the evidence of things not seen. So, God, we thank you for faith on tonight, God. We thank you for your compassion. Oh, God, you show compassion on your people each and every day. Oh, Father, we thank you for it right now, Lord. Have mercy on your people, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your anointing, God, because we need that anointing. That anointing that destroys the yoke, God. that destroy these things that comes on us, these shackles, these things that be linging on us sometimes. Oh, God, help us tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, protect us, Lord. Thank you for you protecting us. When we're traveling up and down the highway, God, when we're driving cars and knowing cars ain't made out of nothing, knowing that the cars are just materialistic stuff, and knowing that if God ain't in the car with us, then we just doomed, we just gone. So, God, I pray, Lord God, for people, Lord God. Pray for them as they in cars driving, going down the road so fast. Praying for those that get in the airplane, because the airplane's just a plane too, and we must have Jesus wherever we go. Everywhere we go, we must have Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray right now for our young people. We know, God, that you see them, God. You see their hearts, God. And you see the things that they've been through 20 and 21. God, you see the hearts of them, God. You see how they're yet trying to make it, Lord God. You see how they're trying to make a change in their life, Lord God. Oh, God, continue to be with them, God, and continue to keep their mind on you, Lord God. Continue to open up their eyes and take the shields off their eyes and let them know, God, that even though, God, they might not have come to the fullness of you yet, God, but, God, some of them is trying, Lord God. Some of them is trying to make it, Lord God. So, God, we pray that you'll give them that strength. You will give them that courage and let them know, God, that you can help them, Lord God. Help them to keep calling on you, Lord God. Help them to take you by your hands, God, and walk with them, God, in the name of Jesus. Or help them to walk with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God. Shield them and protect them, Lord. Look on the body of Christ as a whole, God. Help us to stand firm, God. Help us to hold up the name of Jesus, God. Help us not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we know, God, that you see and you know it's all thing, God. In the name of Jesus. God, you told us in the word to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So, God, we need you tonight, Lord. We need you to help us to trust you, and that we would acknowledge you and that you would direct our path. Because a lot of time when we try to direct our own path, we go the wrong way. So, God, help us, Lord, that you would direct our path. And lead us in the way that you want us to go, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the world, God. We pray for us all, because we all need you. We all need you, God. In a day and time like this, we are going through. But we know, God, that you see and you're able to bring us through. And we can. We can be excited going through, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We can get excited, even though the enemy wants us to be down and out about situations. Sometimes we have to just draw back and just begin to praise God anyhow. Praise him anyway. No matter how it looks, no matter what the situation looks like, we just have to get in us our praise and just begin to praise God. And I realize that we're living in a time that we need to give into our praise, because God is coming back sooner than what we think. But we need to give in our praise that he will be able to see us through, that he can see us through. But he said when the praises go up, the blessing will come down. Oh, God, so help us to begin to praise him. I was reading in the word a few minutes ago in Psalms 150 and the last verse where it says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And I said, I began to think about that, praise him. And I said, sometime I wake up in the morning time and I can be hearing the birds begin to praise God. Began just to give the praise. He just, the birds are just out there singing. And I said, sometimes you look at the trees, they bouncing from one side to the other. And I believe they began to praise the Lord too, in the name of Jesus. You look at the water, and the water is moving from one side to the other. I believe the water is praising God. So, God, what is wrong with the people, Heavenly Father? God, help us, Lord God, to open up our mouth and give you the praise. When we wake up in the morning, that's the first thing we should say. God, I just want to say thank you for another day, because somebody didn't get a chance to say thank you for another day. Somebody went on to glory, went on somewhere. But, God, we thank you while we got a chance. Help us to give glory to God in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you tonight, God. God, I pray for each and every one on tonight. I pray for all the prayer warriors. I ask a special prayer for our Pastor Hubble tonight, that you, God, continue to strengthen her that you'll continue to bless her, Lord, and keep her, Lord God, as she continue to be on the prayer line and open up the phones for us. God, I pray that you'll bless her in a mighty way, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you look on every prayer warrior that's on this prayer line. Like I hear my sister say, sometimes we need someone to pray for us too, because we comes on the prayer wall. I'm going to come on and pray. But God, we know, God, that you're able, Lord. And we pray that somebody is praying for us while we on the prayer line in the name of Jesus. We love you, Heavenly Father. We glorify you, Lord God. And we just thank you for all that you're doing and what you're going to do. And God, we pray that you'll continue, Lord God, to look on your people everywhere. And God, we ask you to continue to root up this COVID-19 out of this land. And we know in your time you're going to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Brother Black.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God that I had the opportunity to get in the prayer line tonight. My phone was dead, and I didn't know it. I had it on the charger. I had to charge it, and I said, Lord, now. But I just thank you. I thank you. I touch and agree with everybody who prayed, even Mother McCormick. She prayed a sermon. I just thank God for that. Amen, Father. I just do have a testimony right quick. God bless me, and finally, through the commissioner and my lawyer and the accident that I had with Miracat, we came to a settlement finally after 5 years, and I just thank God for that. And Father, we just thank you right now, God. We give you great is your faithfulness, God. My God, you said you will do it. It will come to pass. It shall come to pass, God. Lord, just resting in you and giving every situation over to you over and over and over again, God. You will make it come to pass, God. We just stay in your word, God, no matter what the storm looks like. The trials or troubles, God. Great is your faithfulness, God. You're the only one that we can trust and rely on. You're the only one that answers us. Oh, God, even when we think about situations, you have already answered us, God. Hallelujah. You're the only one we can put our trust in. God, we lift up the matriarchs and patriarchs, God. Lord of the body of Christ, of the of all sheepfolds over the face of the earth, God, ones in convalescent homes, nursing facilities, hospitals, God, even detention centers, God, the ones that are homeless and don't have a place to stay, God, the ones that are struggling, Lord, almost getting evicted, God. The ones whose children has left them, abandoned, God, don't want to take care of them. God, we lift them up, God. The ones, Lord, are going through COVID, God. Oh, God, touch them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Give them the wisdom, Lord, to handle each and every situation, God. Oh, work in their lives. Touch them. And the ones that are unsaved, God, open the door. Give them another opportunity to save their soul, God. Hallelujah, God. We just bless your name right now. Send ministers by, Lord, to share the word, the gospel, the good news to them. God, burden removing, yoke destroying, the Savior who saves all lives, God, is nothing too hard that he can't fix. There's no sin that's so far out that he can't forgive, God. Lord, till their hearts, Lord. Give them, all of us, a heart to humble ourselves, God, and begin to pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, our evil ways, God. If it's not your word, everything is evil, God. In your sight, God. Lord, hallelujah. Let them hear your word over the television, the airwaves, the radios, God. Lord, let even chaplains come through the hospitals and the nursing facilities and witness and extend the hand of salvation, God. Let your word come through bulletin boards, God, and services, Lord, wherever they may be, God. Let your angels encamp round about them, and let your Holy Spirit, Lord, just speak to their hearts, God. Hallelujah. God, give them favor, God. Lord, and the things that are turned upside down in their life, turn it right side up. God, we lift up Israel to you, God. Your chosen people, God, one by one and name by name. We thank you for your angel protection. We thank you, Lord, that even though the enemy meant things one way, God, you turned it around for your glory and their good, God. Lord, we speak life in every dead situation over Israel, God. Lord, they're the head and not the tail. They're above and not beneath, God. They're the lenders and not the borrowers, God. God, fill with and to overflowing with your Holy Spirit, doing your will and glorifying your name, God. And we speak peace over Israel, over the nations right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, who lifts the blood-stained banner up, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift our youth up, Lord. Colleges just graduating, Lord. The ones having financial difficulties. The one that's still going through college, Lord, and don't know how they're going to make it. God, make a way for them in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, the ones, Lord, that are in high schools, God. The ones that are lost, Lord, and don't want to tell their parents, don't want to tell anybody the things that's going on in their lives, God. Lord, I pray that you create a situation that they begin to break down and share their problems with somebody, that somebody can correct them, God. And I pray that there'll be Christian leaders, Christian men and women, Lord, with the heart of you, God, with the compassion of you, God, Lord, that can help them the right way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, I pray, Lord, that there be protection over their lives, God. Lord, that they receive you as Lord and Savior, God. Hallelujah. Many has gone astray and don't even know who you are, God. Hallelujah. But I pray, Lord, that this generation has turned around for your glory and their good, God, that they'll accept you as Lord and Savior and never look back. You said he, after having put his hands to the plow and looking back, is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. God, I pray that you clean them up, God. Hallelujah, like fish. Scale them. Hallelujah, God. Lord, teach them your ways, God. Hallelujah, for your ways are right and good, Lord. Honest and just and pure, God. Your ways are holy, God, and righteous, God. We thank you, God, for your love, God, for your wisdom, for your knowledge, for your understanding, God, that's not of this earth, but it's of heaven, God, spiritual things. It's you, God. You're all of it in one package, God, for you are God. You are Jehovah. I am that I am. Hallelujah. Whatever, Lord, we need you to be, God. We need you to be a sister. We need you to be a brother. We need you to be a husband. We need you to be a wife. We need you to work out every situation, every circumstance we might be going through. Lord, we need direction, God. We need finances, Lord. You said call on the name of the Lord and he'll answer. You will answer us, God. Jeremiah 33:3. Oh, God, and show us great and mighty things which we know not, God. But as long as we stay faithful to you, God, as long as we keep pressing, God. Galatians 3:14, one thing I do, forget those things which are behind me and I press through every circumstance, every trial, God. All tribulations, God, that mountain that's in front of us, we tell that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and it's a guarantee it'll be done. That's what your word says. That's what we believe. That's what we stand on. It's our foundation in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Every situation, every trial, God, you will work it out for us. You will work it out for us. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Got to keep kindling our fire in you, reading your word, God, delighting ourselves in you. And we're not looking, just looking, and we thank you for the desires that you give us of our heart. But our desires is your desires, what you want, God, not what we want. Your will in our lives, not our will, God. As the deer panteth after the water brook, so my heart panteth after thee, O Lord. My soul panteth after thee. My soul panteth and yearns after you like a thirsty deer. Hallelujah. And this alligator infested water, I got to give it a shot because I'm so thirsty. I'll die if I don't drink. God, that we can drink, God. Hallelujah. We can drink, Lord, the communion together. We could drink the cup of communion individually, God, and remember all the things that you've done from Genesis, God, all the way to Revelation, God, that we'll ponder these things and think about these things, Lord, in our heart, God. Lord, that we'll think about it over and over again, that we don't make a mistake and forget about the great things you've done for in our lives, God. And you said everything is yes and amen, God. As long as we walk upright before you and lift your name on high, God. Hallelujah. You said when the children of Israel had gotten bit by the snakes in the wilderness, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, and everybody who looked upon the snake was healed from every sickness and disease that they had, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. God, we lift you up from the bottom of our souls to the depths of our heart, God. Hallelujah, God. From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, everywhere we go, everything we do, whoever we talk to, God, on our job, God, hallelujah, yes, our workplaces, driving down the street, God, hallelujah, in communities, God, we will bless the Lord at all times. Your praises shall continually be in our mouth, God. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for Pastor Hubbard, God. Lord, a humble woman of God, Lord, hallelujah, that's anointed and appointed for such a time and a season like this, God. We thank you for Monty, her grandbaby right now, and I believe her other grandbabies, God. Lord, touch them, Lord, the entrepreneur that she is, God. Lord, the witty inventions that you have already placed in her heart, God. Lord, that Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding her. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors in her life that no man can shut and closing doors that no man can open. We thank you, Lord, that you have anointed her and she's speaking, Lord, with fire. Lord, that the words, your words you placed in her mouth, we thank you for the newness of life in her life. We thank you for the college, God, that is a four-year education, God, and she's going through and passing every grade with ease. God, we thank you for Sister Illy, Sister Alicia. We thank you for the husband, God, the husbands, God. Lord, bless them, Lord. Whatever they have need of, God, we bind the hands of the enemy in every situation of their life, God. Hallelujah, that we cancel it, every assignment. In the name of Jesus, you are officially dismissed. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for Kelly. We thank you for Sapori. We thank you for Mother Willette's daughter, God. Lord, even as she surrender more and more unto you, those things that she's going through is going to disappear. Ah, my God, they're going to disappear, God, because she's pouring her heart unto the altar unto the altar, God. Altar of sacrifices, giving up herself, Lord, to receive all that you have for her, God, and supporting the prophetical anointing that's on her life, the preacher that she is, Lord, with a mantle on her life, God. Oh, walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit. Oh, believing by faith, even at a young age, fill her to overflowing as your Holy Spirit give her utterance, God. My God, we thank you for Kelly. Even though the enemy came in one way like a flood, but we know with assurance, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that you have lifted up a standard. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has already turned it around for his glory and Kelly's good. Bless the parents, God. Touch them, God, wherever they may be. Oh, God, ease Mother McCormick's heart, God. Let her rest, Lord, in the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, God. From this day forth, God, touch her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Mother Willette, bless her, God, in all her endeavors, God. She has the energy like a youth, God. Oh, her youth is renewed like the eagles daily, God. Thank you for giving her her daily bread. Just like an eagle, she feasts off of your word. She delight herself in you, and you do give her the desires of her heart. Now, let your anointing pass unto her, her children, God, and her children's children, even unto the third and fourth generation. Hallelujah. Let the throne of David be not moved from her house, from her genealogy, God. Glorify, Lord, her in all that she does, because she gives you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, in all finances, we believe by faith that debt cancellation is soon to come, soon and very soon. Finances come in. Angel, we send the ministering and the harvesting angels to go out into the east and the west and the north and the south and get her finances and bring it to her now. In Jesus' name, God, bless bless the mother, the prophetess, God. Hallelujah, the keen eye, God. Mother Alexander, God. She has a keen eye of discernment, God. Powerhouse, God. Nothing can stop her in you, God. Absolutely nothing. Demons are afraid, God, and tremble, God, at her presence, God. I pray even her shadow will convict people when she walks past. Even the ones that know her, when she's driving down the road, they'll say, that's Mother Alexander. And they'll fear the Lord. And they'll think about being saved. And they know soon and very soon they need to do so. So I speak life and salvation coming through her, touching other people, just because she's in the presence of the unsaved, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for witty inventions. We thank you, Lord, for shaking the kingdom of darkness, Lord, with your people, God, that you be glorified, God. Hallelujah. Bless the other pastors and apostles and prophets on the line, Lord. Bless their nephews and their nieces. Bless their brothers and sisters who's going through surgeries, God. Lord, who came out, who's recuperated, God. Lord, who's in the house, God. Help them, God. Send people by, Lord, to be a blessing unto them, not wanting anything from them, Lord, to just be a godly blessing, God. Lord, we speak life, Lord, to every part of their anatomy, God. Financial difficulties, God. If they had needed where to go, Lord, that there'd be availability and rides, God. Lord, that they shall not want because you are their shepherd, God. Hallelujah. I pray, God, for Minister Brenda, God, that you touch her body, touch her mind, God. Oh, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I pray nothing but spirit-filled words come forth out of her mouth, and whatever she says come to pass, because her heart is right with God. Bless her children. Bless her grandbabies, God. The things that she thinks that can't be worked out, God, work it out with ease and simplicity as you always do. Do it for her, God, for your glory and her good, God. The ones that's on the prayer line faithfully, God, that listens on, God. Everybody, one by one and name by name, God, give them their heart's desire, God, because they love you so much. You said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. God, they're not in the prayer line for nothing. They hunger and they thirst for righteousness, God. Lord, fill them to overflowing, Lord. Let them know your power, God. Let them know your anointing, God. Saturate them with your spirit to overflowing, God. Let them rejoice in you, God, and let them go forth, Lord, being strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, not theirs, not ours, God. And we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise tonight. We thank you for fellowship, God. We have the greatest God of all the earth. Outside of you, there is no God. False religious gods, they're nothing, but you are everything. We honor you, we love you, we bless you. We're privileged, we're grateful. Great is your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord for the prayers. This will be our Minister Brenda. Now, praise God. And then after that, we'll take our prayer requests.
Now, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for all the prayer that went out before him. Father God, in the name of your son, Christ Jesus, I thank you for the gift of life. Hallelujah. For the breath that sustains life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For the food. Hallelujah. For the love of our family and friends, Father God. Father God, I thank you that you are the joy of our strength. Father God, I ask you, grant joy and strength to my Pastor Hubbard, Pastor Hubbard, Pastor Burton, hallelujah, and all the prayer warriors and their family and everyone in the ministry of the fivefold. Father God, in the midst of the challenge, help us, Father God, to pass through even, hallelujah, when we are weak, hallelujah. Help us, oh Lord God, hallelujah, to condition ourselves to draw on your strength to overcome the plan of the adversary in the name of Jesus. And Father God, you said, let your request be made known and be perfected. So Father God, I pray, hallelujah, for the freedom from the curse of alcoholism over our family. Father God, I can't count the list of pain that the drunkenness has bring in our home, Father God. Father God, please end this curse swiftly. Please end this curse, Father God, for the love of sin, and let the love of sin be replaced for the love of Christ in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I ask you right now, Father God, to break the curse of drug addiction over our family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give them a heart, Father God, to want to draw nigh to you, Father God. Give them a hunger and a thirst after you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, you say you hold no great fence from those that love you, Father God. So, Father God, we all coming in agreement right now, and we decree, Father God, and we declare, Father God, salvation over our family, Father God, and we curse all that generation curse, the alcohol, that drug addiction, that sexual morality in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of abuse, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of divorce in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we ask you right now, Father God, to bring unity and love in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you right now to go into this community, Father God, and touch each person in this community, Father God. Father God, we cancel everything that the enemy tried to bring against them. We ask you right now, Father God, to give them a heart of compassion, and Father God, to give them a heart to draw nigh to you, Father God. We put down every stronghold that the enemy tried to bring. We come against that spirit of murdering in the name of Jesus, Father God. We come against that spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we ask peace right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you right now to curse that spirit of sickness over each and every one of your prayer warriors right now in the name of Jesus, even their family right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, for you have come and canceled that spirit of sickness. You say by your stripes, everyone is healed and made whole, Father God. No sickness is of you. So, Father God, we speak divine healing in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you and I praise you for the work you're doing with Pastor Harvest and what you're doing behind the scenes. And we thank you and we praise you for the finances coming in her ministry from the north, the south, the east, and the west. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Praise the Lord for a move of God in our midst tonight, the power of prayer. And glory to God. And these prayers bring results. Thank God for God moving in a miraculous way. We love you. We praise God for you. Pray God continue to bless each one, every endeavor, to continue to be richly blessed in his word and the anointing to continue to flow. Praise God. If there's any prayer requests, we will take them now. With all that power of the anointing that came forth tonight, healing is in the midst. Praise God. Encouragement, enlightenment. Glory to God, and even those that are waiting for financial blessings, spiritual blessings, whatever. God, we thank God for the power of prayer. It's just encouraging and inspiring and motivational, I tell you. Oh, God, bless the Lord. The lines are open for everybody, anyone that need prayer. Praise God. We ask the Lord to bless and to move. I have a prayer request Pastor Mitchell had mentioned last night when I spoke with her after services about the young man, Mays, that used to be a rapper. Now he had given his life one time and then went back, but then the Lord has blessed and brought him back into the fold, and he is exposing some things and asking for prayers to cover him. And he continued to be steadfast in the faith and rebuking the forces of the enemy that will come up against him while God is using him in that field. So she said, it's Mays. Some of you may know. I think I heard that name before years ago, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But keep that prayer request up for him. Any other prayer requests?
Yes. Please go ahead.
It was a young lady just right after. Okay, go ahead, whoever it is. We're just going to just let you yield right away because I'm not sure who the two ladies are, but go ahead. The brother already said, go ahead.
Okay, this is Pastor Sims. I'm asking for prayer for my brother-in-law who you've been praying for quite some time. He went back in the hospital to get a pacer, and he's not able to get the pacer because the bacteria is still in his blood. And so he was supposed to come on home today, but he had to have a blood transfusion. And I'm just asking you all to continue, please, to hold him up that his body will be healed and he'll be able to come home and do the things that is pleasing in God's sight and influence other people in the way. And I have another one for a friend, Mae Gilmore. She had the COVID, the second COVID injection 6 weeks ago, and she's still having symptoms of the flu. She's not well at all, back and forth to the doctor. Symptoms just like she has the flu. They tested her again. It isn't COVID, but all that's been going on since she had the second injection. So please pray for Levi Brown and Mae Gilmore.
Mae Gilmore, okay. Gilmore healing. Anyone
this
else?
Alta. This is Alta. Praise be to God. Continue praying for my hand. The swelling has come down, so I'm going back to the doctor on Wednesday.
Okay, you say some swelling gone down?
Yeah, the swelling is coming down, and I'm going back to the doctor on Wednesday.
This ulcer, right? Just the ulcer. Well, the ulcer, okay.
Yes.
All right, we're definitely going to cover that tonight, yes.
Brother Black, my mother went to the hospital a couple of days ago. She was throwing up. She couldn't eat or anything like that. And she's in the hospital in Georgia right now. And, you know, we don't know what's going on, but, you know, please pray for her. Amen.
Praise God. We definitely. Is that the last one so we can go ahead and pray? Well, Brother Black, I have you to pray in a minute, but I'm not yet. But for the young man, Mays, that's giving his life back to the Lord and what God is doing in him to cover him under the blood while he's doing exposure and, like I say, bringing awareness to the young people. And so the attacks that are coming against him. Mother Alexander, would you pray for Brother Black's mother? And Mother Willette, would you pray for Pastor Sims' family? I will pray for, Mother McCormick, you pray for Mother Ulcer, Sister Ulcer, hand. She's supposed to go to the doctor on. Did you say tomorrow?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Go to the doctor on Wednesday. But we're praying for that swelling in the hand and whatever that infection or whatever caused the problem for the healing. Okay, Everybody got there so we can start with Mother Alexander, Mother Willette.
Mother Black, what's his mother's name? What's your mother's name? Brother Black?
Did you hang up, Brother Black? His phone might have went out.
I'm sorry. I had to unmute Juanita Hunter.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Yes,
Father
ma'am.
God, in the name of Jesus, we know your word said, Lord, by your stripe we are healed. So, Lord, we know that this is not what you asked for her, what you want for her, Lord God. So we come against that foul spirit of infirmity that come against her body right now in the name of Jesus, and we binding it up right now, and we command it to loose our body right now in Jesus' name. We command that it loose. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs in the name of Jesus. And we speak healing in the body of Juanita right now. That Sister Juanita will be up and moving around in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we thank you so much. Lord God, we thank you that you've already heard the request. And, Lord God, we know that there is no good thing that you will withhold from them, Lord God, that walk upright with you. So we are praying the prayer of faith in agreement with Pastor Sims regarding her brother-in-law, Levi Brown, Lord God. And you know the situation with him. He was back in the hospital, and he's not able to get a procedure done. He had to have a blood transfusion, right?
That's right, today.
Amen. And, Father God, we're asking, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace. We're asking you, Lord God, according to your divine will and your word, that you, Lord God, will touch his body even now. And every attack against him, we pray the blood of Jesus against it. We pray, dear God, that you would give him the liberty and freedom to be made complete whole. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you know the situation. You know his diagnosis certainly better than we do, Father. And we pray, God, for his divine deliverance. God, hear the heart of Pastor Sim on behalf of her brother-in-law. She desires he be back at home, Lord God, doing the things he need to be doing. And, Lord God, even drawing closer to you in the name of Jesus. And we touch and agree and we for his wholeness. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are just grant him his deliverance and his healing in the name of Jesus. We pray no weapon formed against him will prosper in Jesus' name. And then, Father, we lift up Pastor Sim's friend, May Gilmore. Now, we pray, Lord God, you know, Father God, that this certainly could be related to the COVID vaccine that she may have taken. That's a possibility. Or it just simply could be something else completely. But we pray, God, that you expose what it is that's attacking her body. And we plead the blood of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will destroy that demon of affliction at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, based on John 16:23-24. God, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're able to do exceeding abundant above what we ask or think. So we intercede on behalf of May Gilmore for Pastor Sims, Lord God. That's her friend. And we pray for Miss Gilmore's divine deliverance. Let her know, Lord God, that you love her so much that there's no good thing, not even, Lord God, you're able to heal. So we pray for you to go and attack that condition that's behaving like the flu, and we plead the blood of Jesus against it, and we pray no weapon formed against her shall prosper in Jesus' name. God, touch and heal her body. Let your divine will be done in all of our lives. We love you, Father. We thank you. We pray the prayer of faith at the name of Jesus, that name that's above every name. We honor you now. We bless you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, my sister. Thank you.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come before you right now. Lord, ask me to look on else. Lord, touch that hand right now, Father, that swelling that's in her hand. Lord, you see it. You know it's all about it, Father. And we know you able, Lord God, to move the swelling off of her hands right now. In the name of Jesus. Make it normal, God, in the name of Jesus. We declare healing right now in the name of Jesus. We speak it because your word said we could. Your word tells us we have that authority to speak that word right now in the name of Jesus. And your word always said with your stripes that she's already healed. She's already healed right now. And the Bible said by faith, Lord. And so we come in the name of Jesus, and we bind that spirit that's trying to keep her, that swelling up. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now. So we ask you right now, Father, to touch that hand. Move the swelling in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, as she goes back to the doctor on Wednesday, God, let it be normal. Don't let nothing be there. Don't let nothing be in no kind of way. Let the swelling be down in the name of Jesus. Because we speak it and we declare that it's already done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we just thank you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, for May's Lord. He was considered an icon of this world, God, rapping, Lord, with Puff Daddy and things like that, God. But, Lord, he was famous, God, and people respect him and look up to him. God, he was in the kingdom of darkness. Now, Lord, you drew him, your Holy Spirit drew him, and he's now in the kingdom of light, God. We bind the pressure of this world that comes against them, society, and all that was, Lord, built up in his mind concerning the world, God. all the rats, Lord. Lord, that was evil, God. Lord, I pray as he reads your word, Lord, his mind become renewed in the name of Jesus, Lord, and the things of God, that old data, old things are out and the new things become to come to arise, Lord, in his life, in his mind, in his heart, that he make and decide to come fully in and surrender unto you, Lord. Hallelujah. He may not know what to do, but send ministers by, Lord, that understands him and he understands the ministers, but your Holy Spirit can draw more, God, and bring more into your marvelous light, God. I speak a transformation. I bind the hands of every principality, power, ruler of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Every trap, plot, plan, and scheme that's assigned to him, you're dismissed from your assignment. Every soul tie, we sever in the name of Jesus, God. Every chain and shackle, God. All types of destruction from the past that brought him, Lord, to the point of every situation that will keep a stronghold in his mind and on his life, God. We curse it in the name of Jesus. We reverse that curse. Now we loose the kingdom of God to orchestrate and operate in his life, that he be filled to overflow with your Holy Spirit. And God, now for him to be used by your glory, God, fill him to overflowing and fill his mouth with your word, that he'll rap holy raps and glorify you instead of glorifying the world. And we thank you for this, God, in Jesus' name. And bless Pastor Mitchell, who sent that prayer request in the name of Jesus, because her heart is where your heart is, God. And you said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We thank you, Lord, that everything is decent, order, and we count it done according to your word by faith. Amen.
And we praise God for that prayer for her, too, because she was on stage with one of the ministers praying with him, too, as well as whatever was going on over in Tulsa at the time when I called, and she took my call. Praise God. We pray also for Pastor Graham and so forth, for her sister being gone on to glory. They just did that last Saturday in Florida. Part, we pray God for you to bless her. She is just like some of us, that standing strong as much as we know how, and we say I'm good, but as God was telling her to release and let go, because there's no man but to love him. So God, we ask you to bless in her brokenheartedness. We pray for manager over some CNAs at this business, that you will bless her. Her father has gone on to glory, and the had to utilize him, I believe, the weekend. He was in another, I'm not sure, another state. But nevertheless, bless her. She's off for a little while. But in the meantime, we're asking the Lord to bless and comfort her heart. She lost her, well, not lost, but her mother went on to glory 4 years ago. So now both parents are gone. And she's a young woman, but I pray, glory to God, God continue to bless her, believe her, that you strengthen her too as well. We pray for Evangelist Edwards, that when the condition that was in her stomach, her intestines, we are praying, God bless, and any other situation that would occur that she has to face, and bind up any anxieties or any fears, that God will bless and continue to touch her body. We are asking God to move in a special way. We are praying, glory, our special prayer for Carmelita, for some things that are really getting a little bit serious with her health. And glory to God with that attack, glory to God with the concussion as well as in her physical body. So we're asking you to continue to intercede on her behalf and believe in God no matter what the enemy say. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm not moving from this place and standing in peace and joy, believing the enemy got to take his hands off the property that belonged to God and offer our seeds and our seed in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for all the prayers that you've been praying tonight, for myself and for the family and for all, as we continue to pray for you all, family, and cover all this ministry as well. We pray for the 3-day revival, for Apostle Burden, for Prophetess Burden, for Pastor Mitchell, the prophet. We pray God bless and use them to his glory in the name. Thank God for all those ones that have spoken in these last 2 months over this ministry and for to give God glory and minister outreach to those that had an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And thank you, thank the Lord for all that he's done. And we have to have the spirit of anticipation, of expectancy, of greater things yet to come. Remember, on it's this Friday, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, the revival for those three young women. We got to use them, and we thank God for the prayer tonight. So powerful, so inspiring. My body was tired. I was in a three-day conference over virtual, over the phone, and had to speak on Sunday, praise God, about surrender. And, you know, there also the word was also with the faith tried by fire, different various things. God was blessing and moving this weekend, too, as well. We thank God for Minister Tammy Cook. Well, God is blessed with a circle of friends, usually being by the water and on the beach at Myrtle Beach each year. But last year, we weren't able to do it. And then this year, God blessed and told her to do it virtual. We'll believe in God for greater next year for that ministry. We pray God continue to bless and keep her humble, and her and her husband. They work together beautifully as a team, that God continue the vision. And as we thank the Lord for you all tonight so wonderfully, blessed. My body was tired. We missed a lot of sleep this week. But I'll tell you, anytime you get in the presence of God and with the saints, glory to God, that's on fire and love God, the fire in you just, oh, it's caused a blaze, and you'll be able to get that supernatural strength. And, you know, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. And I'm going to use wisdom about it, too, and get some sleep. But I thank God for you all. I will be calling you because we don't have much time left on the line, and I don't want to detain you all. But each night we're going to have a scripture reading and also for prayer, so I'll be calling you each night. I already got a couple things in mind or people for nights, but I'll call and confirm just in case the Lord deal with you all and not available. I don't want to just take it for granted, and that's why I always like to call and confirm whether you're available for prayer or available for scripture, so that way we can keep it flowing for the revival through the night. And bless the Lord. We thank God for you again. Keep us all in prayer. Bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against our lives, the prayers, the family, the church family. Glory to God for this ministry and for this revival. And glory to God, the plans that he has for us. He says good, not for evil, to give us that expected and to bless and prosper us. But we got to be the one willing and obedient. We shall eat the good of the land. Thank God for you all praying. Praying, women, in a powerful prayer, even through the man of God, too. We bless the Lord for you, praying continuously as God answering prayers in our lives. And congratulations, glory to God, for our brother, for God's many prayers have been going forth over the last couple of years for him in that. And even the last prayer, and I know it's not by myself, but I remember last prayer we just recently had, too, and whatever, when things didn't go well, still yet God was saying it's coming soon, it's going to be before the end of the year anytime, and touch hearts. And thank God, everything turned around quickly for you. So, but in the meantime, we know there's so much more that God want to do in us and for us, healing, deliverance, financial, spiritually, and whatever. Help us to continue to pray one for another, iron sharpening iron. We love you again. Praise God for you. Looking forward to greater and looking forward to beginning of next week. We are going to have some powerful prayer requests. I mean, praise reports. First of the month, we're looking forward to that prayer line to be fired up. Glory to God, with so many things God has done over the years and even some things through this prayer line. We're going to look forward to God blessing. We speak life, health, and wholeness, rebuke Satan and all his little cohorts. Every setup thing he got is bound up. I mean, it's canceled, eradicated, and dismantled, as my sister often say. And we believe in God for loosing his anointing for his will to be manifest in our lives. We love you. Be blessed, be encouraged. Is there any other report before we hang up? If not, thank God for you all. Thank God for you loving God and loving me and loving ministry and loving this ministry too and your faithfulness. Angels be in camp, blood covering over you. Keep us in prayer. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Keep leaning on the Jesus. And keep serving him, and what a mighty God we serve. Have a good night. Love you.
Good night.
So long. So long.